Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Stacey Brown Randall is a referral expert. She is the founder of Building a Referrable Business. She is the host of the Roadmap to Referrals podcast. Her newest book is The Referrable Client Experience, a proven method to generate referrals without asking. Welcome back to the show, Stacey.
George, thanks for having me back. I appreciate the opportunity to come back and hang with you.
Yeah, I'm excited to dig into the new book. Refresh our memories. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and what motivated you to put pen and paper again.
Again, right. That is the real operative word there is like, why would you do this to yourself again and write another book? But I have been teaching small business owners how to generate referrals without asking for the last 12 years now. So it is a big part of my life's work. So I guess it only makes sense to then torture myself to write another book about it, just a different focus area and a different topic from that perspective. So a little bit about the personal life. I'm married, 3 kids. I'm a few years away from an empty nest and I can't wait. It's a very exciting time, season of life for us. And I have the privilege of working with small business owners all around the country, helping them realize that you can use relationships, the power of relationships, and leverage the science behind referrals to truly be able to generate referrals in a way that works for you. So you don't have to listen to that tired advice of asking or compensating or networking all the time or being gimmicky and promotional. You can actually generate referrals without asking. So
the promise of referrals, it's how everybody, I assume that's what everybody wants, to grow their business by referrals, by introductions. And you are an advocate for putting a process together for creating a client experience.
Yeah, you know, so let me kind of back up and kind of put this in context for where this fits. Here's the thing about, particularly when you think about the financial services industry, right? When you think about how referrals have typically been taught or how they've been taught for generations, is that usually you see referrals as a nail and the one solution is a hammer. So if you want referrals in your practice, the number one hammer solution tool that you need is that you need to learn how to ask for them. You're going to ask for them at the end of every client meeting. You're going to ask your clients for them in your email newsletter, right? There's this whole concept behind asking is the way you generate referrals. And that's going to work for like 3%. Of the folks out there. And I always tell folks, if asking works for you, then ask away. But for the other 97% of us that are not comfortable asking, there's nothing wrong with us, first of all. I just want to say that. And the second thing is to recognize that how you can generate referrals in a way that works for you and also protects the relationships of the people who will ultimately be referring you. So when I teach referrals, it's not one tool. It's not a hammer. It's an complete total toolbox that you need, because I teach referrals like they live in an ecosystem within your business, within your practice. And so clients, with this, what the second book is about, clients is just one area of where referrals can come from, right? My first book, Generating Business Referrals Without Asking, which is the book that you had me on, which has actually been out 7 years, which feels forever ago. It's like a lifetime ago. But that book was actually based on, if you already have people referring you, how do you nurture that relationship in a certain way using the science of referrals to be able to generate more referrals from them, right? Another way to look at referrals in your business is from your clients, which is this book, The Referrable Client Experience, is all about. But I teach 20 different strategies and tactics to my clients. They will not all become books, I will tell you that. There's only a couple big ones that I think warrant like what would go into a book. But it's this idea of understanding that, you know, when I teach referrals to folks, I teach them in these buckets. It's like, what happens when a referral arrives? Well, there are processes in place that you should have in your business that you operate from. And then what about, you know, being able to generate referrals from people who already refer you? What about generating referrals from your clients? What about generating referrals from people who've never referred you. Those are three other buckets, right? And then what do you do when you got problems that arise? The quality issue, the closing issue, right? Like, there's so much to understand about referrals, not complicated, not complex, but it's the nuance, right? And it's showing the discernment of understanding how referrals work within your business. And so for me, when I talk about the referable client experience, it's really important for me to be like, okay, this is a super important one. Most people, unless you're like a personal injury attorney, right? Or maybe a criminal defense attorney, most people are going to focus on referrals from their clients. And so from that perspective, you need to have a process in place. First, you need to be referable. And second, you need to know how to bridge the gap from that referable client experience to actually generating referrals.
Out of all the people that you work with, how many people believe that they're referable at first? And then once you start talking to them and kind of peeking behind the curtain, they realize, oh, we're maybe not doing the things that we thought we were doing or not doing them quite as well.
Yeah, a lot. It's the same thing when people come to me and they're like, oh, I get all my business from referrals. And I say to myself, usually trying not to be rude, and that's not true. You think that. You're wrong. Your data will reveal something different to me. Like, I just did a 2-day, I do it a couple times a year. I do a 2-day accelerator and people like complete pre-work before they show up for the 2 days. And I had somebody who was like, I get all my business from referrals. And we started breaking it down. And she was like, just kidding. I don't classify or I don't categorize referrals as the right thing. So that's a big one I always hear. And then the other one is exactly what you said. People think they have a referable client experience. And so you can start to think that because you get a couple of referrals, right? If you get one or two, you may think, oh, I am referable. I usually refer that as the right people just happen to start working with you. And they're just the right type of people who are going to refer, but that's not what's going to get more of your clients to refer you. So yeah, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, we're referable. We get a couple of referrals. And I'm like, let me break down the formula. Let me break down the stages. Let me break down the, what you need to do. And then they realize there's opportunity for them to actually do better.
A lot of things resonated from the book, but one of the things was the opportunity of being a smaller enterprise and to be able to really understand and change the customer experience where you recognize that something's going wrong versus a massive company that has thousands of employees. It's kind of like a going enterprise that you're never going to be able to really make substantive changes.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that being small is the competitive advantage. Like for the clients that I work with, whether they're attorneys or financial advisors or, you know, marketing and business consultants or their business coaches, really when we look at their business, and it's like the smaller it is, not always like it could be tiny, yes, but the smaller it is, the more that we have that opportunity to move fast and to affect change and to really be sitting with the folks who actually have to make those choices and decision, whether it's a solopreneur and it's just them, right? Or it's like a smaller company and there's more people involved, is that ability to understand and shift and see what the changes need to be made. I really do think being small is the superpower, particularly when it comes to the client experience. It's not something that companies can copy as readily as available. Like, it's not as easy to copy when it is based on your client experience. And I think that is a huge benefit as well.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. So is there a sweet spot between I'm a solopreneur and maybe I don't have enough resources for doing it and I'm way too big, right in the middle where we are a successful company, we are bringing more people on. If I'm a law firm or a financial firm, we've got all these sort of little business units who are part of the greater firm, but they are running their own practices and they're working to get their own referrals. That's probably a pretty good opportunity theoretically.
Yeah, I mean, what I teach works for the solopreneur all the way up for a small business. And I mean, I think everyone defines small business differently, right? Do my methodologies work for larger companies? Sure, that's not who my ideal clients are. That's not where I prefer to work. But typically working from the solopreneur to, you know, companies that are going to have a few dozen or more employees as well. And I think that the ability to pay attention when you have a company where you've got people inside the company, where where they are kind of on their own island, but they're connected, right, to the greater company. It is a balancing act of figuring out what is company supported and what does the individual who really is running their own book of business going to have to implement for themselves, whether they have a team or at least an admin or they're doing it by themselves, right? Because it looks a little different inside financial services, depending on who's got an assistant and who doesn't, who's got a team of other advisors and who doesn't. But it is that ability to like really hone in on those individual units, so to speak, those individual agents, so to speak, and really pay attention to what are they doing and how does the company support them, right, with resources, and then what is really on them to do as well. And it's always a mixture, right? It's never like a client experience cannot be handed down from a headquarters, right, or like a main company. But there's certainly ways for it to support it and to make it easier for the person who's actually running the client experience with their clients.
Yeah, I could definitely see, I see a huge opportunity from the firm perspective to say, hey, we've invested and we have this process and we've trained you on different aspects of the sales process, the client acquisition process, and now that you've acquired clients, they are now within the within your universe, but also the firm's universe. Here are steps that we've identified that Stacy's helped us with to get referrals without asking.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Yeah. And it really is looking at it. I mean, the truth is when I hire, let's just look at it like at the granular level, no matter what size company you're with, when I hire a financial advisor or a financial planner, I am hiring that person. Maybe it helps the umbrella that they're under, right? The agency that they're under as to maybe why I was more inclined to go with them over someone else. Maybe, maybe not. More than likely, right, I'm hiring them. And so understanding that the client acquisition piece is just one piece of the training that they need. And then the next piece being the, yeah, but you've got, now you've got these clients, right? One of them is actually just delivering on a client experience. So you keep them, right? You keep these clients. And then on top of that, understanding how to bridge the gap to then also receiving referrals, it is an easier way to grow for folks and understanding what that looks like within their own individual, like the way they run their own practice, the way they run their own book of business is something that can be facilitated down. But let's be honest, the individual person's got to adopt it and they have to implement it. I mean, that's really where I always tell folks is like, you have a client experience. It's either intentional or it's unintentional, but your clients are going through a client experience with you every day, whether you mean for it to be the one that you want them to go through or not. The question is, are you going to build something that you can manage that is also repeatable? Because one of the dangers with people like reading a book like mine and then being like, oh, let me pick out this piece and this piece and this piece, I'm going to put these in place and, you know, I'm going to start having a better referable client experience, is that they don't think about the process behind it, right? They don't think about their SOPs or how's this going to work in a checklist or how's we going to make sure this happens from a repeatability perspective, because a true referable client experience happens for every client, regardless of if I'm doing it because I'm slow and I have the time. You can't have it then not happen because you got really busy and brought on 4 clients in a month and then the whole process fell apart. So you really have to think through what that looks like on that individual agent, like individual financial advisor kind of level.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. Because people's eyes can oftentimes be bigger than their stomachs.
Yes.
I think that that's right, where I'm going to do all this. This is going to be the best thing in the world. I'm going to have this awesome process. And then, oh my goodness, I got all these clients and now I don't do the process anymore because I lack the bandwidth or whatever it might be. And I am a talented salesperson, but not necessarily somebody who's good at following systems. So I can definitely see that happening.
Oh, yeah. And this is why I always tell folks, usually when I have folks read my book or like work with me, I always tell them, like, if you've been in business for any length of time and you have clients, you have some kind of experience, like some kind of output that's happening. I like to work from there. That's why one of the first activities I have people do, like in chapter 2 of the book, is let's just write down what you're doing now. And then as you read the book, let's look at ways to improve that. I really prefer for business owners not to start from scratch. If you already have a client experience in place, let's map that out. I don't care how little it is, like how few things you have, let's map that out. And then we'll look for ways to actually improve upon it and tweak it and make it better. Maybe that's from a work output perspective, but also from a relationship building perspective as well. And then that's the easiest way to put something in that becomes more repeatable if we build from what you already have.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that. From the perspective of financial firms that are constantly bringing on new people. And you can tell me if where I'm missing this, just because my brain is kind of is kind of spinning on this, is that they are training and teaching them each step of the process. So it's essentially a lot of these people are starting from scratch. And if you have a good client experience with your existing financial advisors, can we then map that over and train the new people on that? They are going to be hired based on their relationship, like we talked about a minute ago. But does it make sense to share and teach the framework and then they can take and personalize it based on their business? Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an important part of any process that you're going to put in place, right? Like I remember always hearing this one advisor talk about when you're learning the sales process or you're learning the sales language or the how you take them through the 3 meeting process to get them to the place where they'll say yes, is that, you know, when you're provided something, you memorize it first, right? And then you professionalize it and then you personalize it. And that process is really important, even when it comes down to the client experience. Now, I'm going to be honest, if somebody is brand new in the business, right? And having been inside the business and kind of knowing what this looks like, I don't think the client experience is something from a referable perspective, is something I'm too terribly worried about when we're just trying to get them clients and to actually make contract and to actually stick around, right? I think there is something to be said for that, just what that first 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, a year looks like. But I do think once they actually start bringing on clients, they very quickly will pay attention to the things they start doing repeatedly, because either it's because it's the process the firm has told them, okay, you've said yes, now they're going through underwriting. And then once they come out of underwriting, then they're going to go through this, right? Or whatever it is, right? That is their part of the business that they're doing. But the idea from that perspective is once they kind of get going and they have a handful of clients and they've realized, oh, these are the things I do in the order that I do them in, that's the point where I would say a book like mine would come in and be helpful. I think it's hard to read a book like mine and implement it when you haven't really kind of decided that you're going to make it, if that makes sense, right? Like, I think that you can put it in place and you can see it start to work. But some of the things you're doing, like, you just have to get better at the selling process and better at the, like, walking clients just through the work aspect of it before we want to start layering on, you know, other things that you want to do. But once you've been helping, I don't know, maybe half a dozen, maybe a dozen or so clients, and you start seeing how the process works in the back end, then you very quickly will start seeing gaps. And that's when a book like mine and working with me kind of comes into place to help somebody. Is like, oh, I've been doing this a couple of times. Now I see where I can improve, or I see the gaps. And then mostly what I tell folks is what you're going to see are the gaps in the work that you do. What I'm going to come in and what my book wants to teach folks is to look at the relationship building gaps that you are also creating that we need to close, because there's two parts. Like, the client experience formula to be referable is two parts. It's the work you do and the relationship you build. And both are delivered, right, through like workflows or outreaches or what we call touch points. So work touch points along with relationship building touch points. And you need both. You don't need one relationship touch point to every work touch point. That's weird. But you do need to make sure you're kind of hitting, right, the right kind of context within how you run your client experience, and you need both pieces.
That makes a ton of sense. Are there through lines on the individuals, the companies that are most referable?
I would say that the ones that are most referable elicit emotions from their clients. And those are not emotions they leave to chance. So what I find with folks that are actually receiving more referrals is that they hear the same type of things from their clients, but it's specific for them. So one of the things we teach in the book, I think it's chapter 3, is the ideal client reaction, right? Like, how do you want your clients to react? And then once you've decided, here are the words, the descriptors, the adjectives I want them to use when they describe working with me, then we're intentional about building out work and relationship touch points that foster those emotions, right? That actually are thinking through to those emotions. And so when you do that, when clients have really got when my clients have gotten themselves, business owners have gotten themselves to a point where they're really becoming referable in that regards, those are the things they hear their clients say back to them. Like, I felt really supported during that process. Well, that's probably because you wanted your clients to feel supported and you put things in place to make sure that they did. You can't have clients feel, all clients feel a couple of the same things without typically you being really intentional about that. So I think that's a big piece that people kind of overlook is that from that perspective, first, we've got to evoke the right emotions from our clients because your client experience is effectively how a client feels while working with you, right? And then once we kind of evoke those emotions, that makes you referable, right? And then, of course, bridging the gap to referrals is the next step. And most people want to reverse that. They're like, just tell me how to get referrals from my clients. And I'm like, you might deserve them, but you're not owed them. So let's make sure we have the right experience first before we worry about the second piece.
I love everything about it. I can see, this is great, Stacey. Just tell me how to get the referrals. Uh-huh. All right.
Yep. Just what do I got to say? Can you give me like the two scripts?
Yeah.
Can you give me like the one thing? And I'm like, that's the thing that drives me insane. And I get it because I'm a business owner too. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, where is the easy button? Like, where is the shortcut? Like, I get it. I'm like that too. I am human, right? But the truth is when we are talking about another human doing something for you, there isn't a shortcut to that. There isn't an easy button. Right. And that's why, when you think about all the tactics that are typically taught to financial advisors about how to get referrals, they're shortcut tactics. They're like, go mine their LinkedIn profile and then show up to a client meeting and be like, hey, here's 10 people that you're connected to on LinkedIn. Will you connect me and introduce me? And your client's sitting there going, that doesn't feel good. Right. They may not tell you that doesn't feel good, but that's effectively what's happening. And that's what the science is showing us is that they're pushing back. They're pushing away. They're like, oh, no, that's not how I want to work with my financial advisor. But that's the tactic we're being taught. But financial advisors need to be seen as the expert and the partner and the resource. And maintaining that balance in a client experience is really, really important. And you can do that and still get referrals, but you do have to be willing to look at it differently.
That's really powerful. How your client feels. It's so funny. Like, why do I do anything? It's because the way I feel about it,
Yeah.
So why would this be any different?
Yeah, exactly.
And why would I think that I could just get some other human being to do something just because I said, here's some names of people that I found on social media that you seem to know. Can you introduce me, please?
Yeah.
It's weird that doesn't work awesome.
And it's, what's even weirder? That it's still a tactic that's taught today.
Yeah. Your ideal client reaction. That is powerful right there. I love it. Eliciting emotions. Beautiful. Stacey, thank you so much for coming back on. Thank you so much for writing the book. I appreciate it. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage? And where can they get their copy of The Referable Client Experience?
Yeah. So the book is brand new. So there's always some fun bonuses and promotions that you have when a book is coming out brand new. So folks just go to StaceyBrownRandall.com/book. It'll actually take you to a page where it talks about how if you're buying a copy of the book, you can actually leave a review and get a free copy of the digital companion workbook that goes along with the book to kind of help you complete the exercises that are inside of it. There's other things in there about buying more copies and getting a part of a referable client experience masterclass and special discounts. There's more information on that page, but just go to stacybrownrandall.com/book. You can also go to the book's website, which is referableclientexperience.com. You can find all the same information, but there is some great ways to get some bonuses to buy the copy. Of course, you can always just go straight to Amazon or wherever you like to purchase books and buy the book directly. But we have all that information on our websites as well.
Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Stacey your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to stacybrownrandall.com. It's S-T-A-C-E-Y. Brown Randall is R-A-N-D-A-L-L.com. And take advantage of that. The digital workbook companion to the book and the other cool freebies that Stacey's been talking about. And figure out how to elicit the emotions out of your clients that you are interested in that will then motivate them, inspire them to give you referrals without asking, which is what we want. Thanks again, Stacey.
Thanks, George.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.